A new drug appears to be effective at increasing and maintaining platelet counts in splenectomized patients with chronic immune thrombocytopenic purpura, or ITP. The agent AMG-531 is a peptibody, part of an antibody bound to a peptide so as to prolong the time it spends circulating and hence stimulating thrombopoiesis. Patients were randomized to receive either the investigational drug or a placebo, and platelet response rates were raised and sustained in this group of patients refractory to therapy. I spoke with study author Terry Gernsheimer after her presentation at the ASH meeting in Atlanta. So what did they find?
What we found was that the drug is extremely effective in this particular study, which was in splenectomized patients who had had ITP for at least 6 months, according to the ASH guidelines. Patients were able to not only increase their platelet count above the 50,000 range, all patients were at least below 30,000, and a mean count of 15,000 in this patient population. Patients who received active drug actually were able to not only increase their platelets above the 50,000 range, but to sustain their platelet counts for, in this study, at least the last six to eight weeks of treatment.
One of your primary endpoints was that durable platelet response. What did you see in terms of other response?
So we also looked at overall response, which was the ability to raise the platelet count above 50,000 for at least 4 weeks of the 24 weeks on study. And combining the two, 80% of patients had a response to this drug. In addition, and I think this is so important, we were able to reduce the use of rescue medications being any other drugs such as intravenous gamma globulin or anti-D or steroids that would normally increase platelet count and we use quite frequently in these patients with severe thrombocytopenia. We were able to reduce the need for those. And I think almost most importantly, there were 18 patients on the study, 6 on the placebo arm, 12 on the treatment arm, that were receiving concurrent ITP therapy. These patients needed therapy in order to maintain their platelet counts in a safe range. Once starting the drug, 100% of patients who were on active drug were able to either completely discontinue or reduce the amount of concurrent medications that they were receiving, whereas only one of six patients, 17% of patients on the placebo arm, was able to do that in that same time period.
Is there a possibility of causing some kind of thrombotic problem for these patients?
Very good question. In this particular study in splenectomized patients, we saw one thrombotic event. This actually occurred at a platelet count of 16,000 in this patient. And this was a patient who had already demonstrated that he had some degree of hypercoagulability. But in the general population that we were studying, otherwise we did not see any thrombotic events in this particular study. There was also a thrombotic event in the placebo arm, which I think is actually quite interesting.
And overall, then, the safety profile of this new agent, how is that looking?
We're very excited about this. I think it appears to be a very safe drug. The side effects that we saw were mild to moderate. It caused no patient to ask to come off study. So we think that this is actually going to be quite a safe option if correctly monitored.
Does it mean that potentially they're going to have to stay on this novel agent, continuing forever to maintain those positive platelet counts?
This is a drug that probably is going to be required to keep the platelet count up. The good news about this is it could also potentially be used in patients who have a relatively safe platelet count, but at times require an increase for surgery, for example, that they could use this as a short-term agent to raise their platelet count and then go back to baseline. So yes, as it seems now, unless we begin to see tolerance, which we are curious to see if after an amount of time some patients do indeed develop tolerance to their own platelets again, this would be a chronic therapy.
So a relatively small study here, but what's the take-home message coming out of your findings?
The take-home message here, I believe, is that, number one, ITP is a disorder of both production and destruction, and that we can address the production defect in order to elevate the platelet count and reduce bleeding.
That was Terry Gernsheimer from the University of Washington Medical Center in Seattle. For the Audio Journal of Oncology, I'm Sarah Maxwell.